Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker here today with two of our longtime friends. That is Rick Kentner and John Bodensteiner. They're with Bismarck Lions Club talking today about their upcoming pancake and sausage breakfast to benefit the Lions Club and some of their projects that they have, including vision screenings, which we'll dive into today. Rick, John, how are we doing today?
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Thank you for having us.
It's a little cool outside, but
it is a little bit cold. We've seen a lot more of that this winter, but hopefully it gets folks in the mood for those warm flapjacks and sausage that comes around every time this time of year, and we are excited to be a part of it again this year. First, let's talk about the celebration here. Bismarck Lions Club celebrating 70 years of service in 2026, and it's just one of the many, many anniversaries we're celebrating this summer, with America celebrating 250 years, Vermilion County 200 years. We have a lot of community organizations and communities themselves having landmark anniversaries this year. Lions Club celebrating 70 years, and you're one of the older charters in the area that's still active, correct?
Yeah,
that's correct. I don't think we have an original charter member left, but we have a guy that's not far from it. John Ronchetto in Bismarck. I think he's 94 years old, still a pretty good active member, and been there a long time.
You don't do that if you're not doing something right. You don't get those folks sticking around. But chartered in 1956, 70 years this year. And I think a lot of folks probably in certain circles know you as the pancake and sausage folks, but you guys do so much more. Let's dive into, with you, John, here, the vision screenings. The Lions Club, known for helping folks with eye conditions and detecting those early on in school children. You guys recently had a kids' sight event at Bismarck Henning Elementary School to help those kids. And tell us a little bit about
it. Yeah, we do it. We have it annually there, and we test the preschool kids. Mm-hmm. And the sooner that we hit the preschoolers, because the test that we do, the sooner that we can test the child and get corrected vision glasses for that child, the more apt they are to correct the brain-eye coordination between that vision problem. And so if it's after age six, it gets more difficult for the child's brain to change and lock in that optic nerve and vision test. So we do at that age. I do a lot of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. And we have a vision camera that we use, a machine that we ordered. We got a grant from the John P. Cadle Foundation, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we use that every, you know, and we did over 40 children this year. And we had to refer 3 of those to further optic tests from an optometrist. And if they can't afford it, we usually will pay for that and the glasses. And so if we can correct that vision before they reach the age of 6, then it's fixed for the rest of their lives, and they won't have that problem. If it's after 6, they may be able to fix it, but more than likely not. So it's been rewarding. Every year we do send about 2 or 3 for further. The machine is limited in what it can tell you, but it will warn you and alert you to have the child's parents take them and have them tested. And we've had quite a few that have come back and thanked us and said they didn't realize it, but they took them to the doctor and got that corrected. So
it's a non-invasive test.
Sure.
And the kids kind of think of it kind of as a toy, or not really a toy, just a nice little
thing
to be involved with. Yeah. And like John said, the good part is if they need assistance after that, we're right there to support them. And, you know, your eyesight's very important, and we can help correct these kids. And we're trying to reach out to some more schools
as we
get farther and farther. We're still
working with Rossville Alvin, the preschool there. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have that program going here in the next year or so.
Outstanding. And it's daunting to think of the opposite side of that, if this program wasn't in place, and knowing that the challenges those children would have in an education setting. And that sets the course for the rest of their life and possible job opportunities, career opportunities down the road if they're not learning or not capable of doing that. This just puts them in a better position to do that. And your eyesight, once it's gone...
Yeah.
You have significant challenges. I know several folks that my eyesight's not what it used to be, and it's one of those things that I think people will probably underappreciate, but unless if it happens to them.
And eyesight for children is so important when they're going to school. If they can't read, they can't see the blackboard, if they can't, you know. And if you don't do it within the first couple of years, the rest of your middle school and high school can be a real challenge because you don't have those
groundwork. Nowadays with eye strains, with computers and screens, I don't know the inner workings of the eye and how that necessarily works with this, but you want to make sure that you're putting them for the best chance of success with these eye tests and making sure that you can detect those early.
This is why the Pancake and Sausage fundraiser, that's where some of our money goes, is to support these programs. And we do a number of different programs in the community. We have the food baskets at some of the churches that we support. Mm-hmm. The fireworks, the men's club has that. We support that. School scholarships. Mm-hmm. School functions.
Sure.
All this money that we raise, we have two main fundraisers, and this is a big one.
And one of the main things, Chad, is the park. We take care of the park and, of course, own the park. And we're kind of struggling up there this spring with youth baseball. Mm-hmm. It's these parents. Everybody is so involved. Nobody wants to step up and be on the board and help maintain that. In fact, baseball is going to set up a table at our Pancake and Sausage and try to get volunteers to help their program. They're a good bunch of people, and they're all committed. It's just they're overextended, and I mean, we're willing to help as much as we can, but the park is a handful.
It is. It is. There's a lot of things that have to be coordinated and taken care of, and got a lot of big trees there, a lot of lawn, and different things there. So
yes, driveway work.
And it's utilized for a lot of things. Folks want to have a nice lunch. It's a great park to go to. I think you guys have youth football there.
Yep, we do.
You
know, yes,
like
big program.
Or Pee Wee football. So it's just a wonderful park whenever you're up in
I'm sure there's weeks that we have over 500 kids in that park.
That's incredible. So definitely one of the big draws there in Bismarck. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about actual pancakes and sausage here. I know that we kind of go on and on and on, but it's what draws folks in the door. You guys start serving at 7 a.m., go all the way up to 1. And this year, $12 for adults, 6 to 12 gets in for 5, and then it's 5 and under for a year.
Yeah, last year I think we fed around 1,100 people, and time we had 50 workers to that. Most of the high school kids help us, our own workers, we all eat. So about 1,150 people, and I think we've got 22 to 25 members in the club. It's quite a workout for us, but we're just so grateful for the community support. Mm-hmm. We do a fish fry in the summer, and we'll feed 1,000 people there.
Wow.
And it's just like when you mention that to other clubs throughout the state, they go, how do you guys do that? And it's just, hey, community support. People come out, and it's the old Bismarck days. If you're from Bismarck, you're coming.
It's true.
You're
going
to see somebody you want to talk to and visit with. And
may have to wait in line a little bit, but people, I've talked to them, I don't mind because we're talking, we're visiting here. It's our one chance to catch up with some of our...
There's a few of us that find ourselves sending people ahead so that we can have those conversations in the line.
We have invested in a few new style grills that have really sped up the pancake line. And, oh man, they do a good job. Those pancakes, I'm not a cooker, I'm the meat seller, but the guys who cook the pancakes, they know what they're doing, and they are really good.
Now, the new ones are thermostatically controlled, so used to be the old ones would go from 390 to down to 200. Now these just stay right where you want them, and so you kind of have an inward clock that says that pancake needs to be flipped.
Yep.
You folks don't skimp on the batter either. You guys make big cakes.
Yeah. Yes.
So bring an appetite. Maybe don't eat so heavy of a dinner Friday night heading into the pancake and sausage day.
And it is all you can eat. Sometimes we get behind and have to slow down on seconds a little bit, or we fed a lot of people and we're running close to running out. Yeah. But for the most part, whatever you want to eat, that's what you're going to get.
And not just a great group of members, but a great group of volunteers that come out and show out for this event that help bring pancakes around. I believe Bismarck Key Club
helps
with that. Do you typically have some of the area queens with the pageant queens?
The pageant queens. I think some 4-H kids come in and help us. They have a new 4-H group. Well, it's not new. It's just kind of revitalized itself.
Sure.
Some people in the community. In fact, it's meeting at our church in the community room where we meet sometimes. And I think it's Lucky Clover Leaves.
Lucky Clovers.
They are great. Good bunch of kids, good bunch of sponsors, and going for it.
Absolutely. Folks that want to get involved with the Lions Club. You're always taking new members on. You're looking for more. Yes. You want people to bring this into the next 70 years and help folks with the Kids Site program. And you
We've had a few community programs. We've had a few good members pass away in the last couple of years that were big helpers. Sure. And we've had some people move out. Some people had to drop because of sickness. Mm-hmm. So we are always open for new members. If anybody, I hear this in my age bracket now, people couldn't wait to retire. Thought that was the thing to do. And they retire, and it's great for about a month, mm-hmm. and then they're standing around with nothing to do. Well, we have the ideal situation. We meet twice a month. Mm-hmm. We eat. We have good fellowship. We have a really good close-knit club. Mm-hmm. We got the guys who will do the heavy labor. We need guys who will just do the light stuff.
Yeah.
But if you want to get excited again. A job for anybody.
That's great. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at the grade school. If anybody is interested in becoming a Lions, please come to a meeting. We'll gladly sign you up.
And if you go to this pancake sausage breakfast, see how all the members interact, because it's just like a family dinner. There's no arguing. There's no, hey, you need to be going over here. I mean, it's like everybody knows where they need to be. It's a great system that you guys have, and you guys aren't even working. You're having fun.
That's right. It's a good time had by all.
That's a group that I think people want to be a part of and make it work.
And still, Chad, it's still good that you just can't get fresh meat like this.
Sure.
I mean, we can talk all we want, but it is so hard to find hogs that are not under contract, that are still, I'm in charge of the meat, and I only buy top quality stuff, and it is all butchered in here in the next 10 days right before that. And the meat on the grill, of course, is fresh meat. Mm-hmm. And you just can't find that anywhere. And we had to raise prices a little bit for the economy. But it's just a good thing. The hogs come from a local Bismarck farmer. Mm-hmm. Nathan Dice has the hogs for us. They're butchered at L&M here in Georgetown. And they do a wonderful job. And just, it's top notch.
Is there any other folks that are involved, whether it's somebody that's sponsored or anybody that provides some monies for the products that help you?
We have 100 different sponsors that help us.
We'd be here all day, but yeah. but you have the table tents on the table that thank each and every one of them.
There'll be a big 4x8 sheet.
Yeah, sponsor board. We used to have it all strung out. Now Sunset has helped us print out a new type of sponsor board. And when you go in to sell tickets, all the Lions Club members have to sell these tickets. Mm-hmm. And you go into a sponsor you've had, they go, hey, got your check ready. Make sure we're on that sponsor board.
Sure.
And well, somebody will be there.
Absolutely. We do want to give, before we wrap up here, one nice plug to the Women's Club of Bismarck, selling treats at the door as well. They're going to be there again this year. Yep. So you get your belly full of pancakes and sausage, you can get a sweet treat to take home for later. And if I remember correctly, I think they sold out early last year.
They did.
And by the time I got around over there, they're like, we have nothing left to sell you. Because I always try to get it before I get out the door. And I'm like, maybe I need to hit earlier next year.
I think somebody came by and took it all out to the VA.
Oh, what they bought. Very nice.
They made a big donation and took everything out to the VA.
So. Well, and as the person that probably doesn't need those extra calories, I'm willing to share, and especially for a good cause like that. For folks that want to get the pre-sale tickets, the sponsor packs, you can get 10 tickets for $90 ahead of time. They can get that, and of course, they can come back. We even have people that come out, they'll eat in the morning, come out 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll come back and do noon, so they can do that twice, definitely. We're not going to judge, but for folks that want to get those tickets ahead of time, what's the best way to reach out?
Well, any Lions Club member is selling the tickets by the pack.
Very good. Mark it on your calendar. Bismarck Lions Club Pancake and Sausage Day. Help them celebrate 70 years of the Bismarck Lions Club. That's coming up Saturday, February 7th. Starts at 7 a.m. Goes to 1 p.m. at the Bismarck Henning Grade School. It's the one on the north side in the middle of Bismarck. Make plans to come out and see us. And, of course, we'll be out there with the Saturday Sports Connection. Rick Kittner, John Bodensteiner with the Bismarck Lions Club. Always great catching up with you folks. And we'll definitely see you out there and talk again here very, very soon.
Thank you very much.
This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.